The Race, January 12, 2009. Once we come to knowledge and acceptance of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin to understand our purpose in this life. Our hearts begin to cry out for the lost. A sense of urgency to proclaim the gospel comes upon us. In Scripture, Paul describes it like a race of the utmost importance. Acts 20:24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Paul continues in the book 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, to encourage us in the way we should run this race commissioned by our Lord Jesus. With passion, dedication and unwavering commitment. He encourages us to become disciplined, putting every hindrance aside that we might run our race focused and with purpose. The scripture says, 1 Corinthians 9:24, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. When Paul knew that his life was coming to an end, he tells young Pastor Timothy the manner in which we all should finish our race. 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Paul finished his race in victory. He won. He persevered. He kept his faith to the finish line. He is a conqueror and co-heir with Jesus Christ. He describes his victory well in 8th chapter of Romans. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long, we are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.